Hello everyone, welcome to Keystone Financial's TFSA Tutorial Series Lesson 1, What is a Tax-Free Savings Account? In this lesson we're going to look at the standard definition of the tax-free savings account and break it down into its important components so that you can have a solid understanding of exactly what a TFSA is. So we're going to start here with a basic definition right from the government's TFSA website. The TFSA is a flexible, registered, general-purpose savings vehicle that allows Canadians to earn tax-free investment income to more easily meet lifetime savings needs. Now, obviously, this definition has several parts, and you may not completely understand what all of them are. What we're going to do is break this definition down and explain what each part means individually. Let's start with the phrase general-purpose savings vehicle. Personally, I don't really like this phrase because it makes the TFSA sound like some type of a savings account. But what it really is a general-purpose investing account in which you can hold various types of investments like stocks, bonds, mutual funds, and even straight cash. The term general-purpose means that it doesn't have a specific purpose outside of just encouraging general savings and investment. And this is different from other types of registered accounts that do have specific intended purposes. And we'll talk a little bit more about what a registered account is later. The next piece we'll cover is the phrase allows Canadians to earn tax-free investment income. This is what makes the TFSA such a powerful tool. Any investment returns you generate within your TFSA are completely tax-free. This includes capital gains, dividend, and interest income. You contribute to your TFSA with capital that you've already paid taxes on, but that capital grows within your TFSA tax-free, and withdrawals are also tax-free. We'll demonstrate later how monumental a difference this can make to your portfolio size over time. Next, we'll look at the term flexible. What this means is that withdrawals and contributions can be made with relatively few restrictions. There are some restrictions that investors need to be made aware of, which we'll cover in later lessons. But for the most part, TFSAs offer far more flexibility than other registered accounts like RSPs. TFSAs are also flexible in that they can be used to hold a wide range of different types of investments. This includes stocks, bonds, mutual funds and ETFs, and even GICs and cash. Finally, we'll talk about what it means for an account to be registered. A registered account is a type of government-sanctioned investment account that provides some form of tax benefit over regular investing accounts. Other types of registered accounts include RSPs, RESPs, and RRIFs. Registered accounts are also subject to various rules and restrictions which typically relate to contributions and withdrawals and the types of investments you're authorized to hold in the account. That concludes Lesson 1. By now you should have a pretty good idea of what a TFSA is, but we're going to expand on these different components in later lessons as well.